And we are gearing up for a Bachelorette finale next week at a place I've never been, but I'm super excited because I know our friend Melissa Chandler, calling out your government, your full name right there, goes to. She does. She's a big-time contributor to today's Q106, an amplifier, as we like to call them. And she goes to the Varsity Bar to watch The Bachelorette, and we're going to be there. It's a two-part finale. We're going to be there on Monday for the drama finale where the proposal happens. The second one is the live stuff and the recap, and that's kind of a lot of blah. The Monday will be the good stuff.
Yes, Monday. Join us at the Varsity Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie for the finale of The Bachelorette. I'm so bummed I wasn't here yesterday to hear Jackson's Bachelorette recap, but thank goodness we record everything, and I found it, and I would love to play it again.
Yes.
Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so in case you missed it like I did, that's what we love about Jackson and his take on The Bachelorette. And I can't wait to hear your reaction at the Varsity Bar while we're all together sipping on champagne. They're going to have desserts all night.
Chance for you to win some tickets. See Chris Stapleton
that's
and Brothers
huge.
Osborne
what?
At the at the Atlanta Energy Center. Also, I'm trying to get a few t-shirts printed up right now with a windmill on them that say Jesus loves me at the bottom. If you've been watching The Bachelorette, then you definitely get that joke. I'm going to have one for me. Steph's going to have one for herself. And then we're going to have a couple of them to give away. We're trying to get them done. It's last
That's
minute,
fun.
But we're trying to get them
okay.
done.
Now, is it Jesus loves me or Jesus still loves me?
Jesus still loves me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Amorous on a windmill.
So, I missed it, and I don't watch the show. I come here for the comments. Okay. So, turn up the radio. Here comes Jackson's Bachelorette recap in 47 and a half seconds.
Ooh. The episode started off with Luke coming back and trying again to talk to Hannah, who told him to leave at least 29 times. He was confronted by all three men and host Chris, who asked Hannah what she wanted, and shockingly, she replied, "I want him to leave." Finally, they made him leave. Mm-hmm. After they gathered a collection of haircuts, that's what I call the guys, in suits so tight it looks like they were made of spandex. Why are men's suits so tight right now? They started the men's tell-all. They started it off with Luke, which would have been much shorter if it wasn't for Luke taking 4 minutes to think before he answered each question. The men then grilled Luke about his behavior, who said he would act the same way if he could do it again. He then pretended to apologize for his behavior. Things got even weirder when they let a random fan come on stage and cut John Paul Jones's hair. I thought they had security to protect these guys from scissor-wielding thirsty stalkers.
What is going on?
It got super weird. And also, I don't know who it is that's in control of fashion. Why are men's suits so tight?
There's weird. No,
it's look at it now. The fashion now. Every one of these guys, these suits look like they're athletic wear. They're so are they made by Lululemon? Like, these are some incredibly tight. I've seen spandex that have more breathability than these suits do. So
join our Bachelorette finale party at the Varsity Bar in Sun Prairie.
We got it up on the Today's Q106 Facebook page.